He lies sleeping, slumbering somewhere, until ultimate need, when he'll return to save the British people. In this podcast, we're climbing the battlements of a majestic castle, swirling with mist and myth, legends and history. As the Romans retreated, new powers emerged, vying for control of these isles. A time of glittering kingdoms and ritualistic cruelty, invasions, feasting, and great battles. Woven into this time, in the mists of history and literature, are stories of a legendary king, a fabled hero who resonates with us still in the 21st century. I'm stepping out across Britain to discover 100 remarkable places that have shaped you, me, and the whole world. I'm Neil Oliver, and this is my love letter to the British Isles.
Hi, Neil. In last week's podcast, you took us to the ethereally beautiful island of Iona, a place with the power to soothe the soul. Where's the next stop on our journey?
Well, I love a castle. I do love a castle. I live in Stirling, and we have a fantastic castle here. But for this particular episode, I'm taking you to another imposing castle. This one's on a beautiful coastline. And there, we meet a man, or the shadow of a man, who's said to be sleeping, ready to return when these isles need him again. King Arthur. We're in Northumberland. So up on that northeast shoulder of England that sticks out into the North Sea, and we're specifically at Bamborough Castle, which is even a nice word to say. Bamborough Castle has a ring to it. It's on the coast. It's a castle that sits up high on basalt rock, overlooking the sea, and from it you can see just 5 miles away, when the conditions are right, which is a lot of the time, Lindisfarne, which is the other holy isle. We just talked about Iona, the holy island on the west of Scotland. Well, Lindisfarne's on the other side of the country. They're like bookends, either side. So you can see the enigmatic shape of Lindisfarne from the battlements of Bamborough Castle. And not to put too fine a point on it, my love of Bamborough Castle has a great deal to do with Arthur, King Arthur.